How about the one about
dinner and supper?
Yeah, yeah. What about the one that you have, what do you call the time of day, like, after supper?
Evening.
What do you call, like, around 5 o'clock? How do you consider that? Evening or
afternoon?
Afternoon. Mm-hmm. And if a person...
evening to me changes when the sun goes down and
If a person were to get up and start working, just as the sun came into sight, you'd say he was starting at...
crack of dawn.
And if you were using the word sun in an expression that had the word sun in it, you'd say he started at...
sunrise?
Mm-hmm. And if I ask you what time if I said what time did the sun rise this morning, you'd say the sun...
rose.
And if today is Thursday, then Wednesday was...
yesterday.
And if a person was to come to see you, like, not this coming Sunday, but the one after that, you'd say they were coming...
next Sunday.
And, again, if today is Thursday, then Friday will be...
tomorrow.
And, if you want to know the time of day, you ask somebody...
what time is it?
And then, in order to tell you, they have to look at their...
watch.
And midway between 7 o'clock... at 8 o'clock, you'd say it's...
7:30.
And another expression using a...
half past hour.
And if it's 10:45, you say it's...
I say it's 10:45.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one...
this year.
And if a child just had his third birthday, you say he's...
3 years old.
And if something happened, like on July the 25th, but last year, you'd say it happened exactly...
a year ago.
And you might go outside and look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black...
clouds.
And if you go outside in the sunshine and there are no clouds, you call that type of day...
clear.
And if you were using the word day in an expression like that, you'd say it was a...
clear day.
Okay. And if it's the opposite kind of day, if it's dark and everything, you say that day's a...
cloudy day.
And when it's been looking kind of pretty and then the clouds come and you expect it to rain or something, you say the weather's...
it's turning bad or it's clouding up.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
mm-hmm. And if it's been cloudy and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you say the weather's...
breaking up.
And
clearing up.
What do you call it? A heavy, real heavy rain that just lasts a little while.
Downpour.
And a storm that has thunder and lightning with it, you call it a...
electrical storm.
And if the wind was real high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind...
blew.
And if it rains, but it's not... it's heavy as a downpour, just a few drops coming down, you say it's...
drizzle.
And anything lighter than a drizzle, do you? What about if it's not really even coming...
sprinkling?
Down? Yeah. And then what about sometimes if it's really even less than a sprinkle, when you just sort of feel it in the air, it's a...
mist?
And then like, if you were to get up in the morning and look out and you couldn't see your neighbor's house because of the...
fog?
You'd say, boy, it's really...
foggy.
And if there's no rain like now, well, there's a little day, but if there's been no rain for just weeks and weeks, everything's drying up, you say you're having a...
drought.
And if the wind's been real calm and it starts getting stronger and stronger, you say it's...
windy or a hurricane or a...
yeah.
Windstorm?
I was thinking of like picking up or something like
okay.
that.
Okay, all right.
You've ever said
right.
that?
Wind's picking up.
Mm-hmm. You've heard that. And what about if it's just the opposite? It's been strong, it's getting less and less.
Wind's dying down.
And when it's